If classical antiquity had anything like the Mona Lisa, it would have been the Aphrodite of Cnidus by Praxiteles. Even nearly 500 years later, such was this Aphrodite's fame that Roman Emperor Hadrian had a replica of the entire Temple of Cnidus, complete with the statue, built in his palace garden. Pliny the Elder, the Roman polymath and natural philosopher, even described the statue as the world's most important artwork. At that time, just to see the statue, some people even travelled to Cnidus, a little harbour town in the southeast of the Aegean. Since the temple was open on all sides, the statue of Aphrodite could be admired from every angle, at least during the day, since the shrine was closed at night. According to legend, a young man fell so passionately in love with the statue, he hid himself so he could spend the night with his beloved Aphrodite. In Pliny's account of the event, half mad from passion, the young man tried to make love to the statue, leaving a wet patch on her backside, a story told to tourists to explain some slight discoloring in the marble. But many other stories praised the beauty of the Aphrodite of Cnidus. In one anecdote, for example, the goddess herself is said to have visited the temple. Looking at her statue, she wondered, "Wherever did Praxiteles see me naked?"